Yishalmi Brachos Daf Yud. We left off in the middle of Tesamid Beis by the Mishnah. Mishnah discusses the halacha, which is the same Mishnah, second Mishnah in Bavli, Maseches Brachos as well. May Masai Korin Eshma B'Shakrin. When do we say Kriya Shema B'Shakris? What is the Zman of Kriya Shema B'Shakris? Now we know the Torah says B'Shavkov Kumecha. So Kumecha, when you get up, so that's the Zman Kriya Shema. What does that mean, the Zman that people get up? What are we referring to? So the Mishnah says several shitas. Mishayakir ben Chilas Lelovan. The Mishnah says, Tana Kama, that it's the time a person can distinguish between Tcheles, which is the blue wool of the Chalazon, and the white. Be able to tell the difference between white and blue is very difficult, and therefore you, when this man is light enough to see that, that's the Zman of Kriyashma Shashakras. The difference would be the time is this man between, you could tell the difference between Tcheles and green. The Karton is green wool. Now, what is the difference between these two Zmanim? So the Mefarshim explain that it's more different. It's a harder time. It takes more difficulty to see the Tcheles Lekarti. And says the Rashi Lua, Mach Mirhu Deloigia Zman Achayakmin Tcheles Lekarti. So you need more time. It's more difficult to distinguish between green and blue and green at a light green. So therefore, to be able to see the difference of those two colors, that's even a later Zman of when the light comes out to be able to be Zman Kriyashma. And the Mishnah says, Adin Etzachama. And again, many of them learn, this is part of a Rilezer statement, that it's from the beginning, Atchilas ben Tchilas Lekarta, is the first Zman, until when? Until Netzachama. Until the Zman of Netzachama, when the sun actually rises, that is the Zman to read Kriyat Shema. Now, what does Netzachama have to do with the Zman, particularly of Kumecha? If that's the criteria, what is the Zman of Netzachama? So the understanding is, in the Gemara in Bavli and the Rishonim, that's the time that people get up. People get up in the morning. Usually, that most people are up by Netzachama. And that was when the Zman of Kriyat Shema is. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. The next sheet in the Mishnah, at shlosh saos, until the end of the 3 hours of the day. Why? Shechein derech b'nei malachim la'amod b'shlosh saos. It's a time that the princes, b'nei malachim, when they get up at a later time, a more leisurely time, and therefore they get up in 3 hours of the day, the end of the full 3 hours, beginning of the fourth hour. We're, of course, talking about shlosh zmanios, which means that it depends on when that would be, difference of whether it's the winter or the summer, on the hours of the day, when the day starts, when the day ends. You have a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, machlokes achreinim, machlokes in the Mishnah Berurah, between the Vilna Gaon and the Magen Avraham, as to when the day actually starts, alos hashachar, the tzitzak hachavim, or it goes until shkia. But you have this machlokes, sugya ruchta, that we have in Maseches Brachos. We can't go into all those shitas at this time. But the idea is that the Kumecha is the time where we, Chazal v'koveya, Netzachama, is the time that most people get up. And do we could extend it to Rav Yeshua at Shlosh Sos. Now, Shlosh Sos, until the end of the third hour, does not mean that it's a separate Zman for certain people. The Kumecha Netzachama is that most people get up at that time, and that's the Zman that we should go by. And Yeshua is saying, since there are some people that get up, the Derech Menei Malachim, it's a later Zman, that would be Kaviyah the Zman. So that halacha is like of Yeshua, we pass like of Yeshua in Bavli, and which means that you have until that time. The Katchila, of course, is Zman Netzachama, and we'll see in the Gemara to explain what the Zman the Katchila is. The Katchila from Netzachama and on, and you have until the end of the third hour. We pass like of Yeshua, which is the first part of the first quarter of the day. It says the Mishnah concludes. If you continue reading Kriya Shema after that Zman, you didn't lose anything by it. Because you can read like a person who reads Torah. You get a mitzvah of reading Torah Psukim, and therefore you get, now it's a little bit strange the lashon on the Mishnah that it's you know makar mikan lo hifsid. So what do you mean lo hifsid? You lose the mitzvah. We say there's no more zman kriyishma. So of course you're being mafsid because all you get a gadam shikar b'torah. You get no schar in reading kriyishma b'zmana. You get a scar of reading the mitzvah, of learning, a psukim. So what does it mean, lo hifsid? So again, in the Bavli we find, in Rashi and Bavli as well, lo hifsid means that you can go ahead and you can still make the brachas. In other words, even though you miss Zman Kriyashma, and Birchas Kriyashma were koveya for Kriyashma itself, even though you're reading it after the Zman Mitzvah, you could even say lo hifsid, which means you could even get the Birchas Kriyashma in there, even though the Zman Kriyashma itself is already passed. That is the way some of the Rishonim learn. It's the way the Pnei Moshe learns over here. They're referring to that. And but the mitzvah itself of Kriyashma, you are mafsid, you do lose if you come past that particular time. Past the Zman of the Zman Kriyashma, which according to Yeshua is three shows in a day. Kinei Misnisa. The Gemara continues. The Gemara discusses this halacha to explain what Tchilas Lavan is. Kinei Misnisa. The pshat of our Mishnah is, the definition of our Mishnah is, the Tanakama Shita, Bein Tchilas Shaba, the Lavan Shaba. Means between the Tchilas that are mixed together in the thing itself, which means, what is Tchilas Shaba? It means we're not looking about, you have a pile, a thick pile of white and a thick pile of tchelas next to it, because that you could even see at nighttime is easy to see. We're talking about where you have it's tied together. You have the tchelas wrapped around the white. You differentiate between a thin strand of white and a thin strand of blue. That is the zman that we have. That's what the lashon of the Pnei Moshe. He said, look, so the farish, b'chil shabbat, tzitz shabbat, what does that mean? It means between the able to see even the smaller shows, shnei chutun lavan, b'chul yet chilas, b'chul yet lavan, and be able to see the wrap around connected together, two strands of tzitzis, white and blue, that is this man, that's much more difficult. Obviously, that's what the Tanakhama means, b'chil chilas lavan. So we have the Machlokes in the Mishnah. What is the basis of the Machlokes in the Mishnah? What is the basis of the Tanoim? Why do they argue? Uma Tamad Rabbanon. What is the Tamad Rabbanon? Which is the Tanakhama who says that the Zman is Tchelas Lavan, because it says in the Pasuk, Isim Oso, you should see it. Min HaSomachlo. It means you should see the it, the Tchelas, that Somach, that's next to it. Which means when you put the blue strand next to the white strand, you should be able to see the difference, and that is the zman of what the Mishnah is telling us of Ben Tchelas to Lavan, because you'll be able to see the difference between one and the other. That's the based upon those psukim of Isim Oso. Says the Mishnah, the Gemara, what about Rabbi Elezer who says it's Ben Tchelas to Karti? Where does he get it from? Isim Oso, it says Isim Oso, Kadeshi and Nikur Ben Hatzvuim. When you say you should see it, means it comparable to other colors. So when you have different colors, blue and green, which is a light green, is a very similar color. So that's what it means, beinat tzvuyim. That's what it means, be able to see the tcheles amongst the tzvuyim, amongst the other colors. That is the way we, so both of them, kadash, could have the same pasuk, but how do you read the pasuk, whether it's tzvuyim or not? The Rash Zerulu learns Rishma so lashon ost mashma. It's a mashma miyutu. It's a lashon miyut, even smaller, to single out, clear bebiru gomer. So it's not just seeing tchilas bein lavan, but the Rash Misulu says it means seeing oso, seeing it bebiru gomer. That this is the thing, and that you need a greater lice to see the tchilas lakarti, and that's the shita of Rabbi Lezer where you see it from. Okay, so the Gemara has this explanation of the Machlokas, where we see Machlokas of the two Tanoim, the Chachomim, which is the Tanakama, and the Shita of Rav Eleza. Continues the Gemara. Tani b'shem Rameya, we learned the Braisa in the name of Rameya. Urisim Osa be'en ksiv kan. It doesn't say Urisim Osa, but it says he should be Lashon Lekeva. El Urisim Osa, him, Lashon Zachar. What is the Chiddush? What's it telling you? It tells you, now again, it should be Lashon Nekeva, because the mitzvah is Lashon Nekeva. right? So the mitzvah zot tisku, you should remember the mitzvah, so it should be lashon nekeva. Yet it says lashon zocher. What's it telling you? Magid shekol makayim mitzvah siddus kil makal pnei shechina. Whoever's makayim mitzvah siddus like a makabel lo shechina. And how do you get the shechina? Where do you get the focus on the shechina? So the Gemara explains. Tell you, Magid tell you shatcheles domer liyam. It tells you because tcheles is domer the yam. The color tcheles is domer blue like the yam. V'yam domer la'asovim, and blue is domer to grass. La'asovim domer l'rakia, and grass is similar to the rakia. The rakia domer l'kisei hakavod, and the rakia is domer l'kisei hakavod. V'akisei domer l'sapir, and the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is domer l'sapir, to the sapphire stone, which is sitting on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lap. The ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, referring to the kisei hakavod, ere l'rakia she'al rosh, Hakruvim ke'evin sapi kamaris tumus kisei, at the throne, the appearance of the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Kav Yochol is in this the color of the sapphire, color of the sapphire, and you see therefore you see tcheles and you remember all those things to bring you up to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means you remember the mitzvos and you connect together to the Shechina, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. Interesting, the Bavli, we have the same Gemara, but we sort of skip out the Lashon of Esav, that we say here, that it's compared to grass, and grass is compared to this guy, that is left out, that we don't see. The Gra is puts it into the Agos, Agraya is adds this over here, into the Nusach. Others leave it out the way we have it, but it's that takes it out, puts it away, the Bavli, and we have the additional, the Esav compared to here, but the concept is understandable, that seeing that the Chelos brings us to that Akara, to that recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reminding ourselves of all the mitzvos, and of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achem Omrim, there are others that say, or Reisim Oso, and you should see, what does it mean, Reisim Oso? What is Oso? To tell you, today, Sheye Adam Rochuk Mechavero Arba Amos Umakiro. A person is able to be 4 Amos distance from his friend and be Makir here. And the Lashon, where do we see this Drasha from? This Akherim? Because the Darshan's Oso, him. What do you mean, him? Means you could see him when you have him, you see 2 people, and you can recognize your friend, you can recognize Oso at a distance. That is the Zman of Kriya Shema. When you can go 4 Amos away and you can recognize your friend, then that is the Zman of the Zman. Where do you get 4 Amos from? That is the Lashon of, we find in the distance that a normal person has where you can recognize people. And it's to have the distance of 4 Amos to see your friend. And this is what the Shita of this Shita is of being able to go away, which is a further, we'll see. The Gemara's explain, what is the Zman? Is the Zman bigger? Is it a later Zman, earlier Zman? We'll see that in a moment. And Rav Chisda says a different interpretation. Bahad Acher Ma De'an Kamen. When we say Acher, what do we mean? What kind of friend? When you explain that it means to see your friend in Dalet Amos, what friend are we talking about? What's the Metzias? What does it mean? What's the Acher mean? Ma'an on Kaimen. In Biragil, if it's someone you know, a good friend of yours, you always see him. I feel the rochim. You could see him even very far away. Someone who you know, you recognize his walk, you recognize his frame. Even if he's at a much greater distance, you could see him. Vimishanuragil, if it's someone that you don't see, I feel the karav lelukakimle. Even if it's close to you, even close to the Amos, you'll be able to see him. So manavsha, what does it mean? What does it mean? Manu kaimen. What does the lashon alkachom acher mean? Gemara says, Elim Kenan Kaimen. Chizah says, what Pshat? And we say Pshat in the Mutacherim mean? But Rogel Shein Rogel, it means someone who you see sometimes, some not, sometimes you don't. Ka'urazile Achsanyev Asulakitzim. A person who comes, but doesn't come all the time. He comes sometimes. And therefore, the Lashon Achsanyev, which is a statement, we have a similar thing in the Bavli, where it's not Rogel. Kisim, it's like the Pnei Moshe L'Pa'amim Uba. Sometimes he comes, and therefore you recognize him a little bit. You have some familiarity with him, but not completely. And that is, therefore, that's the Shir of Dalet Amos, of the Acherim say that you can, that there's Zman Kriya Shema. Continues the Gemara to explain the Acherim. Is Tani Atani. We have some Brises who learn that the other explanations of what the Acherim mean, Bein Zeev L'Kelev, between seeing a dog and a wolf, there's certain similarities. You need to have a certain light to be able to see the difference. Or ben kamo la road, between a donkey, which is a wild donkey, and a domesticated donkey. Again, there's even more similarities that the donkeys look. Both donkeys are even more the same. They're actual donkeys, but there's a little difference. If you get up close and you can see them, you'll know the difference. So therefore, it's even a bigger zman, a later zman. And some say it means the shear of Dalamas, but see a friend, Mechabero, Makiro. So we have, first he had the shitas of Tchilos the Lavan, and then Lavan the Tchilos the Karti. Then we have now shita of Dalamas, a friend, see a friend Dalamas. Now we have a shita of Ben Zav Lekelev, and Obey Chamola Arid. So what are all these shitas? How do we define the difference to? Says the Gemara, is it that we can combine a little bit these different opinions into two. Having came born by Meimar, they wanted to go, and when they were Ma'ayin, the boy wanted to understand these sheetahs, they said as follows, Ma de ma ben zav lekev ben chamol arid is kamar ben chas la karta. The one who says the shear is between a dog and a donkey, and between a wolf and a dog, and between a wild donkey and a domesticated donkey, that's the shear between Tchilas Lekaraton. That's the shear between Tchilas Lekaraton, which is a very, very, you have to have a significant amount of light, because it's very hard to see the difference between the Tchilas Lekaraton, as we explained before. Amadi Amar, Kadeshi Adam Rochak, Mechavero, Abamas Makiro, the one who says that is Kamat Tchilas Ben Tchilas Lavan, is even more of a distinction. You have to have even you can have less, because you could see, you could be even darker, less light around, and you could already make out the difference between a friend, Dalamas Makiro, between a Tchilas Lavan. So the different opinions that we have is not four different shitas, but rather two different shitas, and each one is a definition of that shear of Tchilas Lavan or the shear of Tchilas Lekarti. And this is, you need to, and the shear of Chavero versus the shear, the animal differences is based upon the same concept of how much light you can have between Tchilas Lavan, between Tchilas Lekarti. So the Gemara tries to understand, when we say this Man Krishma, it starts at Netzachama, what's the earliest Man? And it says that it starts at the earliest Man, and it should be Gaimir B'Netzachama. What does Netzachama mean? Why Netzachama? Avala Amru Mitzvah Netzachama, that we said, you miss Netzachama, you have to say Netzachama, that is the way to do it, the ideal way to do it, Kedeshis Magulut Fila. In order to be so Magulut Fila, V'nimtz Mispal B'Yom, and you're davening B'Yom. Which is interesting. What is Gemara telling you? Really, be'emes, you should daven Kriya Shema uv'kumecha, the earliest man that you can. What is the earliest man that you can? Is when you see Tchilas Lavan or Tchilas Lekarti. But you have until Netzachama mitzvosa is kvasikin. The right way to do it by Netzachama, which is vasikin. Why? Not so much a din in Kriya Shema, but because you should be able to samech the Birchas Geula, Birchas Kriyashma, which is the bracha of Goal Yisrael, b'samech Geula Tfila, which we had earlier in the Gemara a few days ago, and therefore that's the proper way to do so. And since davening Tfila, l'katchila mitzvasa, it's b'nei tzachama, at the earliest man of Tfila, and therefore it's Baba Yom, you're davening right away. So therefore the l'katchila, the best method to do so, would be to do Krishma, write some of the Netzachama, so that you can sister it together with Gula L'Tfila, the biggest Krishma with Tfila, and therefore Davin Shemone Esrei right at the beginning of Netzachama. This is the preferred way to do it. That's what the Chachamim said, why that's man, so we can chaperine the mitzvah as well of Gula L'Tfila. Says the Gemara Mabzeira, I'll show you a pasuk for this, based on this. I know I'm a timer. You say it's based upon Gula Tfila, but I'll tell you based upon a pasuk. Stands on a pasuk, Yeruucha im Shemesh. Says a pasuk, Yeruucha im Shemesh, that you should go ahead, you should have fear Hashem with the sun. What is that referring to? Pasuk in Tehillim, which means to tell you that therefore you should have Yer Shemayim, which comes with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Right, Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim should come together with Shemesh, with sunrise. So you're telling me, based upon you do it Netzachama, because you have what? You have Gula Tfila. So he says, I tell you, it's based upon a pasuk. Says the Pnei Moshe, Yuchim Shemayim, Maracha, Hainu Kriyashma. Fearing it is Kriya Shema, Shemekav Mamakos Shemayim, Im Shemesh Mitzakama. So just the translation of that pasuk in Tehillim, it is itself as Mechai of you to do Kriya Shema B'nei Tzachama, so that you're Mechayim is Shemesh with Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, itself, the pasuk is Mechai of you, even beyond the reason of Gula Tefillah. You have another reason that's based upon a pasuk in Tehillim. Says the Gemara, that this Lamalacha is brought down, the Shita of doing so, of doing clearly Mekabel the Vasikin, will see those who Nizharin, Mitzvah's Vasikin is to do so, those who Machmir to do so. The proper way to do so is Kriya Shema by Nates, followed by Shemon Esrei, to Mekayim, both these factors of the Pasuk and Tehillim, as well as the din of Gula Tefillah. Says the Gemara, what's halacha l'maisa? Amar ma'ukva, ha'vasikin ha'yumashkim ha'karanosa. The vasikin would get up and do Kriya Shema right away. They would do, because we go right before the Esachama, as we said, to be able to makayim tefillah with Netzachama. That would be the proper way to do it. And Tani, we learned, Amar Rav Yoida, ma'isa shayisim ha'alak baderek. It was a ma'isa that was going on the way. Acher Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'Acher Rabbi Akiva. I was going after my Rabbeim, the great Tanoim. But you are sukkah be mitzvahs. They were sukkah in the mitzvah. They were sukkah in the mitzvah. Sukkah in the mitzvah. Says the Charedim, poet Pinyan Shvuyim, or Chasam Mikala, they were going on a mitzvah. And yet we had it. Now came the Zman Kriya Shema. So what happened? It gives my own Kriya Shema. Came the Zman Kriya Shema. He used to suffer, Shemes Yashem Kriya Shema. I thought they're not saying Kriya Shema because they're busy with a mitzvah. And therefore, the mitzvah, Oskim, a mitzvah, Patim, and a mitzvah. Vakarisi, and I went, I read Kriya Shema, Vashanisi, and when I learned the Mishnah. Malkak, then afterwards, all of a sudden, Eschilu Haim, they began to say Kriya Shema, Hakvaris, Chamal, Veshaharim. The sun was already on top of the mountain stops, and therefore, they were now saying Kriya Shema at this particular time. And the, which is what says the Charedim, this is now Netzachama. So therefore, what's telling you? What's the Chiddush Rebbe is telling us? Relezer of Zayah Akiba, it's my Kriyash Madavka Netzachama Lokodam. So he went ahead, what the mind is not that they were doing it later in the day. But Be'etzem, what he was saying, we were saying, I went and was makabel to say Kriya Shema at the first light, and when it's the original light, which is the light of Ben Tchelas the Lavan, or Tchelas the Karsi. That's when I wanted to say it. They didn't say it right away at that Zman, so I thought the reason why they didn't say it because they were busy, also they got a mitzvah and a part of the mitzvah. And that's why they didn't say it Bezman. But now when I saw that they said it because Netzachama. They wanted to say Kriya Shema with Netzachama, which is the reason why, either because of the pasuk we said of Yukal Shemesh, or because of the mitzvah of being Somer Gula Tfila. And that's why they wanted. That's why they waited to say Kriya Shema now to this particular point later than I said it for that reason. Says the Gemara that this and this Lamaisa. Again, is the halacha lemaisa of what we passed like what the Chachamim did? And why is he telling us this halacha, the view that did this, to tell us that vaker, to tell us that's halacha. That the halacha is to do it the way that they did it, the way they did it, which is the way of Netzachama, is to do it at that point, not to do it earlier. It says the Mishnah Netzachama. We say, Ad Netzachama, Zvadjibri, Yaakov Azadi, Bishim Rav Yoina, Kadesh, Yeh, Chama Matatefes, Al Rosh Ahorim. When I say Netzachama, what are we referring to? When the sun is beginning to show light on the Ahar, top of the mountaintops. Not when it just appears in the horizon, but rather when the sun, the rays of the sun begin to shine on the Harim, which is Netzachama Mamish, that is when, that defines Netzachama. That is when we should go ahead and say Kriya Shema. Well, that's what Netzachama is. Netzachama, don't wait for Netzachama. Don't think Netzachama means just when it's the sun is fully up or you see the whole sun. Rather, as soon as it begins on the horizon, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Rabbi Halacha, and the Aruch HaShulchan, this is the Zman that we talk about of Netzachama, of seeing that. If you don't have a clock, to, like what we have, we can look up exactly when the Zman is. But if you don't have it, you'll see the beginning to just the rays of the sun beginning on the mountaintop. That is Kriya Shema in its full definition. That's Netzachama, and that is when we should say Kriya Shema Lakatchila. Says the Mishnah, continue your Shema Mat Shosh Sos. You have Mitzachama until 3 hours of the day. So up to Gemara, read the Rabbi, 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 Halacha, Rabbi, 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 until 3 hours when one forgets. But then as a chama, you should say it until, you have until then. If you forgot to say it, but it's a chama, so it's like the Gemara, you would say it until 3 hours in a day. Says the Gemara, Ravina says, Tramarayim, is to Amarayim to interpret what this explanation, what this means. Chanam b'shocheach, what Amar says, Taka, what do you mean say b'shocheach, that what, when you say it, when the Rabbi Yeshua says until 3 hours means. If you forgot to say it, but it's a chama, you have until 3 hours to say it. So the Gemara magiv lo chavre, his friend jumped on him, his friend complained, his friend had a taina. Chiesh halacha b'shocheach, is the Gemara telling you halacha, a lamaisa, the Yeshua passes if you forgot, is telling you halacha is for someone who forgot? Kaki halacha. No, what it means to say is the halacha is that a person can do Kriya Shema until then. What does that mean, shocheach? What does shocheach mean? Lomar shocheach? There she are the mazari zatzma across the bill, nasa. You say Kriya Shema at its time. In other words, really, the zman of Kriya Shema is lakatchila menetzachama until 3 hours in a day, till the end, the beginning of the fourth hour. That is the zman of Kriya Shema we pass like of Yeshua. But why does it say the zman until 3 hours in a day? That a person shouldn't wait till the last minute. Should be mazaris to do it before. So you could do Kriya Shema at the earliest man from Netzachama. That's the earliest man you could do. So as the Tuchachamim waited to do Kriya Shema until that time, they weren't asik b'mitzvah. They waited to do so because that's the time. And Netzachama is the time as machayiv you. Not earlier. The early is only if you have to do earlier. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you have to, you could do it betchilas love on it betchilas lakarti. Otherwise, you should do it right in Netzachama. How long? Until 3 hours. And that is the old katchigo de kazman that you have. And the reason why it says until then, we don't want a person to go ahead and to wait the last minute, and therefore we tell us to do it until 3 hours is the zman, but clearly you should do it katchila anytime from Netzachama on is the zman of Kriya Shema, and those who are Madaktigin, those who has reason, who do tefillah at the first moment of Netzachama, they should do Kriya Shema right before, so you can be some of Birchas Gula, the tefillah, that is the din of reason, like the Mitzvahs, the Chathila Dikadin, and many, many people makbid to do it that way, many, many Gedolim, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zechon Lebracha, stayed at my house on many occasions, and it was always a requirement. He didn't leave requirements. What heksher we should have on the food, what we should serve for food. All the only requirement that he had for me was that I have to have a minyan for Nates, so he can daven, say Kriya Shema, and do Shemone Esrei with Nates, with Soma Gula Tefila. That's the requirement that he had, that he was makbid for most of his life. And that was the way Akpadu, the many, many Gedolim had it, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zechon Lebracha, and many others as well. Though I will tell you that Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Yoshev themselves were not makbid on davening Shemone Esrei b'Netz. They davened on their Zman Kavua. I never asked Rav Moshe why, but I asked Rav Yoshev why. Why didn't he do things like Hatchila? There was Rizam Makdimim. And his answer was because he had set Seder in learning, and if it would go change based upon the clock, it would affect his set times for learning and affect his normal Seder Hayom. And that, to him, was more important than anything else. And even truncated the zman, the do a mitzvah, zvizah makdimim, as brought down the halacha to do Shemone Esrei b'Netz. Says the Mishnah, concludes the Mishnah. Tanat Elum, into the Mishnah. A Mishnah talking about the idea of zman Kriya Shema. Says the halacha, we looked at the Mishnah, Masechah Shabbos, it's the Mishnah, Mishnah Shabbos, it's brought down in Bavli as well in the first parak. Mafzik in the Kriya Shema. We are Mafzik, you do whatever you're doing, you stop at Kriya Shema. This is the second part of the Mishnah. Mishnah talks about being Mafzik, you're not supposed to start something, a Suda or Malacha, when it comes to Tchilos Man Mincha, Mincha Gedola. And therefore, if you started something, you could continue it, but you shouldn't start it before. And then the Mishnah continues with Mafsik in the Kriya Shema. We also, you should stop what you're doing for Kriya Shema. But you don't have to stop when it comes to Zman Tefillah, that you don't have to stop. You can continue doing. You start, took a haircut, other things, you're going for a bathhouse, you're going for a malacha, you're going for be a beis din, to work, to make a sale, you stop it. But for Kriya Shema, you don't stop at tefillah. Quran Gemara discusses, why is that so? What's the difference between tefillah and Kriya Shema? And the Gemara has three differences. Amar Rav Acha, Kriya Shema d'bat Torah, Kriya Shema is daraisa. Tefillah ain't d'bat Torah, tefillah is not daraisa. Kriya Shema is daraisa, and therefore you have to stop for it. Tefillah is not, it's a drabanon, it's not what do you call it, and therefore you don't have to stop. There is a tremendous machlokes, it's a sugya richta, where the tefillah is considered the deraisa drabanon. The Rambam says that tefillah is deraisa. The Ramban says tefillah is drabanon. Only this man of tefillos are a kavua, but the tefillah itself is only the rabbanon. The Rambam disagrees. It is all the rishonim get in on it. It's a tremendous arichas in Nosei Kelov, the halakas of tefillah, whether it's manchiyav or not. Amar Rabba about Kriya Shema zman kavua. Kriya Shema zman kavua. Tefillah is zman kavua. Kriya Shema zman kavua. Therefore, you have to stop because you're going to miss the zman with daraisa. Tefillah is no zman, which means even if your tefillah is daraisa, the zman of tefillah is not daraisa. Therefore, you can continue doing work. You don't have to stop what you're doing for tefillah because it's the tefillah is all, the zman tefillah is only the rabbanon. And that's why many hold that the women are mechuyev in tefillah. If you hold it's deraisa, and the tefillah is not a zman kavua, that's why it's not zman grama. Therefore, it's a mechuyev in tefillah. And others who say tefillah is only the rabbanon, therefore women will be considered women will be partner in it. Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says a third sheet. Kriya Shema eino tzricha kavana. Kriya Shema doesn't need kavana. And tefillah tzricha kavana. Therefore, since you don't need kavana, you can just do it, stop your work and do it. Takes a few minutes, you can just say Kriya Shema. And tefillah tzricha kavana, and therefore you need time to focus. Therefore, you can't just stop your work and do it because you won't be able to be focused properly. And therefore, you don't have to be mafsik for tefillah. You can continue what you're doing. Faith to Gemara, Rav Yossi, Marvani, Kutcha, Gemara, Rav Yossi. I don't understand. I ask the Kach Rav Yossi. How could you say that? I feel to my Kriya Shema and Tzricha Kavana. Shows the Pesukim Tzricha Kavana. The first Pesukim of Kriya Shema surely need Kavana. The first three Pesukim, Kabbalah Sol Machos Shemayim, Kabbalah Sol HaMitzvos. Those for surely need. So therefore, the Hayu Adrami El Hashanuk Matzavka Yom Ala Bebekos and Kabbalah HaMitzvos, Shema is Kabbalah Sol Machos Shemayim. Those of course need Kavana. And therefore, that's why a person who always says Shema, Shema, we shotkin also, b'shotkin also, the Gemara says, we don't let you say Shema twice. Why would you say Shema twice? Because you didn't have Kavanah the first time, maybe. It's Tricha Kavanah, but we say we don't do that because it looks like you're saying Shema to two different gods. So therefore, we don't let you do that. Lamaisa, so since that's why, how could you say it doesn't need Kriya? Oh, what's the third terrence? Third difference between Shriya Shema and Kriya Shema is because why? It's because it's Kavanah, Eino Tricha Kavanah. I, Kriya Shema, also needs Kavanah, in the first Pasuk, first Tipsukim. So the Gemara says, Namigoid, Inon, Tzuvchai, Mikyafin. Because his answer is no, since there are only three Pesukim, that you could do. In other words, if you have to stop you, what you're doing, For a minute, you can have kavana for three psukim. That is, you can squeeze in kavana for three psukim, but you don't have to say the whole thing. It's a very quick hefsik. So that you can do shmonesri, which requires the whole shmonesri to have kavana. That Chacham say, therefore we can't make you do that. We can't make you can't have kavana during that break. Therefore, we didn't want mafsik. You didn't have to be mafsik to be able to continue your kavana to even do that. Even for that period, that length of time. So therefore, there was, as the Pnei Moshe says, Kiva Tokshu Muatz, since it's only a very short amount of time, Yachal HaKavet died to Afshir Torah, even though you're busy in the middle of a Suda, you're in the middle of a business deal, and it's only stopping for a quick moment to be able to have Kavanah on the three Psukim, that is, you can do, and therefore we make you stop. However, Shmonesri, which requires a lot more, that is required more for even more, and that required kavanah, and that's why we don't make you stop for tefillah, but we make you stop for Kriya Shema. We'll stop over here.